Sherrick Gottman is from NYC Wing Woman. You can visit her online at nycwingwoman.com. She is a dating expert. And you always hear this time of year, it's cuffing season. And I think there's still some confusion as to what that means if you're single.
Can right, that sounds like prison to me.
Right, you're going to court.
Right. That sounds bad. Like a bad thing.
So it's not a bad thing. So, well, cuffing season is a time of year. It happens around October through, like, end of October to around Valentine's Day in February. And what happens is it's the time where people are ready to get cuffed, meaning they're ready to get into a relationship, and they get into relationships a lot quicker and a lot easier.
Mm. Presents. People really, really, really love presents. And they don't want to be cold either.
Is it just because they're lonely for the holidays?
You know, it actually, I think that's what stimulates it, and that's kind of what starts the whole cuffing season. I think it gets people in the mood to get into those relationships. Usually around February, it starts to stop because summer is coming around. People are ready to start having fun again. But actually, there was a recent study that Hinge did. They surveyed around 1,000 people, I believe, and it showed that cuffing season is a real thing. Men are 15% more likely to want to get into a relationship during those times. So I think it's super interesting, but I think that because people are around the holidays and, you know, they're getting questions by all their grandparents, their aunts and uncles, everybody is thinking about being in relationships, and all the Hallmark movies are making Home for the Holidays special for relationships.
Do you think that if you get with somebody for cuffing season,
fascinating,
the probability of it lasting after Valentine's Day, do you think it's pretty good, not good?
I think it depends on how long that they're together. If they're, you know, I think it's just the time of year that people are more interested to get into the relationship. It doesn't mean people want to get out of it during February. They're just possibly not looking as much for that relationship as they would be during, you know, cuffing season.
Has there ever been any indication more, I'm asking both of you here, than the fact that we hate to go to parties with our families by ourselves?
Right.
Like, we'll just pick somebody up to go. So
anyone.
If somebody picks you up, you know, the night before New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or whatever, chances of that wrapping up quicker after Valentine's Day, I'm thinking they're probably more probable, right? Let me just get through these months and then I'm on with my life.
Right. Well, when you go into the holidays, you know, you're getting questioned by all your grandparents and aunts and uncles. So you probably are thinking about relationships a lot more during that time.
And I keep hearing the term this week, fast forwarding. Like, what does that mean, fast forwarding?
So people are getting into relationships and starting to think about the future and fast forwarding super quickly. So they're already thinking about the relationship, fast forwarding into the next phase of the relationship very fast. And that happens a lot during COVID as well, where people are getting into these relationships very fast and then knowing whether they want to continue the relationship, get married quickly, or get engaged faster, or be done with the relationship.
I have a question. So if you're into fast forwarding, do you say that immediately on your profile page, on your dating profile, like on Bumble or whatever? Do you say, like, I'm looking to fast forward so people know that you're not looking for that Tinder-esque kind of cuffing season that you're really want?
If we're going to hook up, you're going to marry me.
Right.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Right. I think that a lot of times is actually a turnoff. I know some people do that on the first date, but I think that people need to go in with an open mind and just kind of let it flow and see if you really connect instead of putting pressure on a date. Then usually a date doesn't go as well because there's all these expectations.
Sherrick Gottman, she's a New York City wing woman. You can visit her online at nycwingwoman.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.